The Indiana House will soon weigh in on whether teachers need extra steps to authorize union dues taken from their paychecks. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports it comes after the bill passed the Senate in an unusual way.
In order to pass a chamber, a bill needs what's called a constitutional majority, meaning a yes vote from more than half of all members. When the bill regarding teachers' unions was voted on in the Senate on Tuesday, it failed to achieve that with just 24 yes votes. But since the no votes were also shy of a majority, it was brought back on Thursday. Several senators changed their position and it passed. Indiana State Teachers Association Vice President Jennifer Smith Margraf says her union is being targeted by lawmakers and will continue to fight the legislation in the House.
Educators are watching this bill, among many others, to see what the legislature thinks of teachers. And right now, this vote shows that they do not respect us.
Representative Chuck Goodrich is sponsoring the bill in the House. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.